With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hot Off the Mess. So it's Friday, and you know what that means. That means it's a Bravo Friday. And I'm so excited to introduce my two guests. We have Dylan and Barry from the podcast Mention It All and the brains behind Bravo by Betches. Hi, you guys.
Hey, Sam.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning
to you. It's so fun to be on Bravo Friday because we do an episode on Thursday, and we like to joke that it's our podcast Friday. But this is like an actual Friday.
Yeah.
Like a Friday.
Yeah, exactly. So how are you?
We are hanging in. Lovely. No, we're thriving. I mean,
I was going to be like, we're great. But then I was like, I don't know if that's true for myself. And I definitely don't know if it's true for Barry. So.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The people think that we're like really on edge, like bad in a bad place. But we're really good. Like we have our Bravo shows keeping us going through the week. And that's about it.
Okay.
Except for this week, we had New York keeping us going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
They have to know right now, like, to skip a Beverly Hills week, like, okay, you gotta, you know, we're struggling here.
When there's not something on, I feel that they need to give us something else. Maybe like a marathon of some sort or an explanation. Or
a
like
Salt Lake City trailer.
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know. Like, I feel like with these trailers, like, I'm not the person who's like, I don't have, like, all my, like, sources and minions and whatever. Like, I don't get that involved.
Same.
So it always just, like, pops up all of a sudden. Somebody's like, Salt Lake trailer today, definitely. And I'm like,
or they're
okay.
Like, grab your coats and mittens. It's like, what?
What is going on?
Oh, my God. I like that intro.
There's, like, those accounts on Twitter where, like, their sole focus is, like, tea and updates on, like, filming.
Yes.
And the way they tweet about these shows is, like, so funny to me because I'm like, I don't care that much about what's happening with Dallas. Like, I don't need, like, a day-to-day on, like, these girls are getting antsy waiting for their contracts. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they're like, who's going to get their cowboy boots? It's like, I don't know.
What part of Dallas I do care about, though, is Tiffany Moon because,
yes,
I need more. And she's now becoming friends with, like, people in different franchises. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. Can she?
Bershawn hung out with Cameron and Carrie.
Okay.
Okay.
That feels
not
strange.
Not the trio, I see. Yeah.
Bershawn is, she loves a Bravo celebrity connection.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit thirsty sometimes. You know, we saw her at, she had Ashley and Candace at her, like, watch party. She was, like, hanging out or tagging the Family Karma crew. Like, I feel like she is, like, very excited to be in the, like, Bravo family and is kind of, like, she'll, like, sell her soul to get a picture with anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what her Instagram is giving me a little bit lately. It's like, I'm in New York.
Yeah, like, I live for that level of delusion a little bit, but also, like, is she going to be at the reunion? I mean, they kind of have to have her, right?
I think she will be, because I feel like they're basically, they brought her in at, like, the halfway point, and I'm getting the vibe that for the second half of the season, she's pretty much, like,
there.
Around.
A shoo-in.
So I feel like she'll be there for, you know, a part of the reunion.
Which, honestly, at this point, like, they should have us at the reunion. They should have, like, anyone else at the reunion.
I saw somebody said that they should have a one-part clubhouse reunion.
100%.
Like, that's what they deserve this season.
A Watch What Happens Live reunion.
Yeah. And, like, I will say, I think there are some interesting things to unpack from this season. So, like, there still is a reason to, like, have a reunion, and obviously they will, but, like, three parts sounds bleak.
No, I can't. It needs to just be one. Like, just give us, like, a lot in one episode. Don't, like, give us a little and sprinkle it throughout. I can't.
They can do like one of those supersized episodes, maybe like 75, maybe 90 minutes if they earn it. But like, I can't spend 3 weeks of my life talking about that reunion.
No. Yeah, Dylan and I come up with fun ideas for production to do. We actually, and a lot of our ideas are really good. And one of them is a longer episode of a reunion because exactly what he just said, like, it's so much better. It's almost like you're sitting down and watching a movie. And I get it. Maybe they have other things going on, like schedule wise, but it's so much better for everybody to sit down and watch one episode.
I agree.
Let it be an hour and 15.
Sam, minutes. I don't know if you watch, did you watch Below Deck Sailing this season?
No.
Okay. So not important, but it was a good season.
I heard it was great.
And they had it was great. They had a two-part reunion, and I loved that they had the two parts air on back-to-back nights. So it was like, we watched it two nights in a row. We only had to talk about it once on our podcast. Like, you just kind of, like, took in all the information, and then it was over. Like, we didn't have to sit around being like, okay, like, I wonder next week what this person will say about that drama. Yeah. It's like, sometimes you just got to get in and get out.
Yeah, and so that kind of, like, I'm not a Bachelor person. I like peripherally, like, seeing what's going on in the Bachelor world, but I don't like really watching. But that is where they get me, though, is I like that they have it usually Monday and Tuesday, and then you're kind of done until the next week, and then it's Monday. You know what, get what I'm saying?
Yeah, except those episodes are like 3 hours each, and that's we need a medium. Yeah, like, that's too much.
The Bachelor, like, I feel like their format is really good, but the way they like edit the show and put it together is like so uninteresting to me. Like, whenever I try to watch it, this season I'm not, but like in the fall I kind of was, and it just is like these 2 hour episodes where nothing happens. Like, it's very difficult for me to get into. Yeah. And it, like, on paper it should be such a good show.
And I think as a Housewives fan, it's hard to get into Bachelor because it moves so slowly and there's really never any like drama. Like, I'm used to people like accusing people of cheating on each other and yelling at each other and calling each other whores. That's what I like out of reality television.
I stopped watching The Bachelor this season a long time ago, and it's no drama. I don't need to watch like continued episodes of like therapy sessions. I don't want to watch that. That's a TLC show, you know.
With reality shows, there's a fine line between, we all know that people are produced and, you know, there's like stuff happening behind the scenes, but I feel like with Bachelor sometimes it's like so apparent that it's like, okay, like, you're here to be the mess and like you're here to be the sob story, and like the storylines are like so pre-planned, it feels like. Whereas Housewives, I mean, you can tell that, like, when Bershon walks into the room and like immediately is like, y'all are boring, like, maybe somebody like suggested that to her.
Maybe some, but it's kind of still, pushed like, her in that direction.
It feels a little more like, oh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Not like, oh, duh.
Yeah, or like when Danielle brought the book to the... Yes. Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like that I could watch for the rest of my life. Like, I can't watch What's-His-Face Greg throw like a fish in the air on Bachelor. I saw that clip on TikTok and I was like, that's what people are watching?
Wait, so I know we need to gear back onto Bravo, but I have, because I can't anymore with this, but I have one serious question. Yeah. And I know the three of us literally all just said we don't watch The Bachelor, but is it true that a men tell all this week she called one of them the wrong name? Like, she was like, thank you, Thomas. Yes. And that was not his name.
Stop.
Yes. I only know that because I edited the Betches recap. I did not watch it.
That's like calling someone the wrong name during sex.
She called one of them the name of a guy who I think is still in the final four or whatever.
That's but the this drama was a guy that need. She had sent home.
That's the kind of drama I live for.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like the guy who she said was a bad kisser had like some girl from the audience come and kiss him. And that just feels so staged.
And didn't she like drop a music video like the next day?
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. Yeah. The guy and that girl are like both recording artists.
You guys, this is like not another teen movie.
Yeah, it's like, and here's the thing. I love that I was like, I don't really like watch it, but yet I'm like, and then Greg threw a fish. Like, what am I talking about?
We know like, so embarrassing. We know like plot details.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so back to Housewives. Let's get back. So I have a question. What was your like introduction to Bravo? And like when?
I feel like Dylan knows like his journey.
Yeah, what's your journey?
So mine, the first Bravo show, well, Okay, technically the first Bravo show I ever watched was NYC Prep back in the day when it was on, because I was
so good
in high school and it felt very aspirational to me.
And very Gossip Girl.
Yes, and like I remember Andy Cohen came and did a Q&A at my school, because St. Louis Pride.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like a Q&A portion, and my question was, when is season 2 of NYC Prep? And he was like,
He's like, never. You'll just be asking for this 10 years later.
But then my actual, like, real entry into, like, Bravo was I started watching New York in, like, 2017. And just kind of never looked back. I, like, literally, like, 2018, when I think about it, I'm like, what did I do besides watch Housewives? Because I'm like, okay, so I watched all of New York, then all of Beverly Hills, and then Vanderpump Rules, and then Jersey, and like all of a sudden I was just done with all of it. So it's kind of scary.
That was a lot to take on, like at once.
It was. It was.
I like was I watched Dylan go through this all, like literally we're at work, like, and it was amazing.
I have a couple friends who were like influential in getting me to start watching Bravo, and it's funny for them now to be like, wait, I literally, like, told you should watch this, and then now it's, like, your job. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I committed.
Yeah. I have always been, like, a reality TV junkie, regardless of the
what
network.
What was, like, your first one that you remember?
Oh, my God. No joke, like, The Real World. I've always watched The Real World, then moved on to The Challenge, and then, like, but I'm talking about, like, Rock of Love, Flavor of Love, like, everything.
Daisy.
So,
Daisy of Love.
So, yes, Daisy with those neck tats. I love that. But, like, I don't literally remember the first time I ever watched Housewives, but I have watched all of them, literally all of them. And then, but it's so crazy, like, when you ask a question like that, and then, like, Dylan, because, like, we watch this for fun. So now we work at a media company, and, like, we literally watch Dylan build the Bravo by Betches Instagram from, like, a hobby slash passion that he had. And now it is what it is now, and it's, like, really cool.
Yeah.
We launched that Instagram account the week of BravoCon in 2019.
when we went, like, to Kelly Dodd's engagement party that week.
that week. Oh, how times have changed.
Oh, my God. That night was crazy. Leanne was there.
It was literally like the
Bronwyn was
all
there.
The fired housewives.
Oh, God. Dylan, remember she Barbara sent us hats and stuff, like, and the actual drink, like, to the office. And we're like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And now I threw out her hat
like,
the other day.
I was DMing with her. I was like, yes, girl, send the positive beverage.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, pretended to like it.
It was like, it tasted disgusting.
What was the flavor? It was like tangerine or something. And it was like so, like, it tasted just like Splenda in a can, like fake sugar.
Like if Kelly was a drink.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now she's making cameos for people making fun of their pronouns.
Okay. Can you imagine, like, first of all, paying $100 to get a cameo from Kelly, but then, like, you're getting it for your friend
first of all,
who clearly likes her or something. And then she, like, mocks her and is like talking about
wait
pronouns.
Barry, did you see this video?
No.
So in the, like, cameo instructions, I guess they had written it's for
like it says
whatever,
like,
her name
pronouns.
Is like, it's for like Christine, she, her, and then they, it's the thing, and she's like, okay, so I'm making this cameo for Christine, she, her. I don't get that, like, you're either a boy or a girl, like, I don't get that, like, she, her, she, her, you're Christine. And it's like,
and then Rick chimes in and is like, this is why I love you, babe. Like, you're so real.
You give no fucks.
Yeah, I was like, she's a monster.
That's
like,
why
that's problematic
he loves her.
To begin with, but also the fact that that's you're doing that in a message to someone that paid for it.
Wait, I'm like appalled. But like, I'm not appalled. Like, I'm not. You know what
I mean?
I'm
not shocked.
I don't have it, right. I don't have it in me to be like actually upset anymore. I'm just like, damn, this woman sucks.
If there's a lot of people, like, if they were $100, I get it if you're a fan, and also, like, it's different if you see them in real life or not, but, like, there are some people on Bravo, if they were in front of me, I wouldn't go up to them, like, for free,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care, but...
No, like, there are totally housewives and stuff where, like, you know, if it was the right situation, I would be like, LOL, look at this person, let's get a photo, but, like, I'm not gonna run up to, like...
No.
You know, if I saw, like, Kristen Takeman in the park, I'm not going to, like, ruin her day to get a photo.
Me and Kristen Takeman were both at Dockers in the Hamptons, like, 2 summers ago, and I saw her just walking around the restaurant aimlessly, like, maybe waiting for someone to come up with to her, like, to take a picture. But, like, no one did. And so, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, like, come take a pic with me. But
I, you know. Also, I think you guys are obviously, like, you guys run this, like, Bravo account on Instagram.
Dylan does.
Well, Dylan does. But then, like, you also do the podcast. So it's like you, you know.
Yes.
Do you find it hard to, like, do you like befriending the women? Do you like kind of keeping them at arm's length? Like, what is your relationship like with them?
It depends who it is.
Yeah, I love an arm's length friendly relationship. Yeah. Like, where they'll respond to a story, or like if we tag them in something, they'll leave a fun comment and maybe we DM every now and then. But like, I don't really have any desire to be personal friends with people.
But it's also like you have what you have in common. You know what I mean? Like, there are housewives I talk to. Like, I talk to Jackie, but me and Jackie are not in the same place in our lives. Like, she has 4 children. I'm like single, going out, and so like,
and but like I also, hot and both and hot, but yeah, like, and hot different.
And like and hot.
But like Leah, I talk to Leah too, and like Leah, I would go out with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I also think, like, in general, like, I try to not get too invested in, like, the feuds and stuff. Like, I love, you know, breaking them down and talking about them and stuff, but it's, like, it doesn't benefit me to be, like, oh, my God, like, Jen Aiden, like, my life, my queen, my whatever, because then she's going
to
say something problematic the next week,
and I'm going to
be, like, so I'm just, like,
well, we did that with Bershan.
But I also don't like getting involved in, like, the drama. Like, I don't want them reporting things to me.
Oh, God,
that
no.
gives me so much anxiety, because I'm like, okay.
You mean, like, their sides of the story.
Yeah, because like, then it gets messy, right. And then my account becomes biased or something, and, like, that gives me so much stress, because I'm a viewer, first of all. Like, correct. I'm a lover of all of these women, so it's, like, I really try my best to not, like, get involved in that way.
I will say one Bravo celebrity, I won't say who, when Hannah announced that she's not coming back to chat room, I got a DM asking basically to like campaign for fill in the blank person to be on chat room. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, I'm not invested in that. The one thing, Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset follows me on my personal Instagram. And she has slid into my DMs to talk shit about co-stars once or twice. And that I love, because I'm like, I'm not involved in this, but I love knowing.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also like not Bravo related. So it's like, right. And it's on your personal Instagram. So that makes it even better.
See, oh and Sam, I agree. Like, we are viewers. Like, yeah, we have like the platform to talk about it, which is fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'm opinionated and I'm entitled to have my opinion, but I also am not gonna say like things that shouldn't be said, because I know they shouldn't, but I'm still not gonna have a problem saying like I like someone or I don't like someone, because at the end of the day, I am recapping a reality show that I am watching on television. So it's like I'm have an opinion on it.
And I think you two have like a really good idea of like nuance. Like, you're not very like, I'm blindly team this person. You can easily be like, okay, I can see where this person was wrong, but I also see the other side of it. Like, you're very able to like see what it is.
A few, when Candace dropped her new single a few weeks ago. Drive Back.
Stream Drive Back.
Just Candace, not Candace. There's no last name anymore. Nope. I like posted about it, like a clip from it, and I was like, this song is catchy or this song is a bop or something. And people got so heated in the comments. They were like, absolutely not. Like, this song is trash. I could never listen to such a garbage
track. Don't listen.
And it's like, then don't, like, I didn't say she's like gonna win a Grammy. I said like the song's catchy.
Right. And like, imagine being team no physical assault on Housewives during Rehearsals of Potomac. That was a struggle.
Everyone was like going ham about that and being like, you should never. But like, what Bravo didn't do and what we didn't do really talk about is like all of the other physical altercations that were on television. And like, why was that one so high? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the season before, Danielle and Margaret got in a fight. Like, it's just crazy. But
yeah,
I know I was like, well, I don't like violence, but I was like, but if it calls for it. No.
I just, like, people just get so upset. And then sometimes when I get, like, hate or whatever, I mostly have all those people blocked. But when I get it, I, like, literally.
I think we're all blocked by the same person.
Oh, probably. I have so many people blocked. It's like a scroll. But I think to myself, like, I can't imagine, like, what these women go through when, like, I get hate for, like, liking Candace. I can't imagine what Candace gets or whoever.
I do think about that often because I remember when we, like, first started doing the podcast, I read reviews, like, all the time because they, like, make you laugh. Like, it's funny. It really is funny. The negative ones are, like, the ones that actually keep you going. But that's my mindset because that might not be someone else's mindset because it's like you took the time to actually write that.
Yeah.
You just don't have to listen, but I still want you to listen because
you can, like, even just give it a one star. You don't have to write a
paragraph. Yeah, but it's funny because it's like I laugh because there are people who, and I don't have a big following, but it's funny because people will DM me to get my personal opinion. And I answer them, but in like a nice, kind way. And it's so funny if you have a negative thing to say, just like, you don't know me as a person, reach out to me and ask like what, and we can have a conversation. I do that with everyone and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much for explaining. Thank you so much for like answering. And it's so, like
it was
humans.
It was funny to me. Sam, so you were on our podcast the other day and at that point we all thought Paris Hilton was pregnant.
Oh my God.
And she's not. And we literally talked about it so briefly and I got a DM that was like, actually Paris Hilton's not pregnant. And it was like 2 days later and it's like, I know that. Now.
Yeah, we recorded it.
Like, we all have the same internet, babe. Like,
also, welcome to mine and Dylan's lives where we can record 1 minute later.
Oh my God.
A new fact will come out. It happens every single time.
I specifically remember when Lala had her baby, we recorded that morning. And on that episode, like, we don't even talk about Lala that much. And on that episode, we were like, damn, like, Lala must be having her baby any second. Like, what's the name going to be, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, I'm, like, writing the episode description, and it's, like, little baby Ocean.
That happened to me a couple weeks ago when I thought Kim Cattrall was going to space. I had to put in a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode, like, Kim Cattrall's not going to space, but I'm leaving this in here because I was so excited.
A disclaimer.
Guys,
I can't.
Sorry, got excited. Yeah. It's just a mannequin.
Yeah, sorry, they were referencing her movie. Like, so embarrassing.
Okay. Sam, I have a question for you.
The tables are turning.
It's a loaded one. Okay. Loaded. Who, you can answer one or the other.
Okay.
Either who is your favorite housewife, least favorite housewife of all time, / like what is your favorite Bravo show on or off the air still of all time? These make you really think.
Yeah, they do.
They?
Oh my God. I feel like.
Barry's like, look at me. I'm the host
whose
now.
Whose podcast is this?
So fun. You don't expect
no.
it.
No. Okay. So my favorite Bravo show, can I do like an era?
You can literally do whatever you want. It's your podcast.
Okay. I forgot. Okay. My favorite era was probably Vanderpump Rules seasons 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. That was like my creme de la creme. Like
Iconic.
I could watch fucking Jax cheat on Britney for eternity. Like, I will never get sick of it because it, like, sends, like, this rush through me. Or, like, when James spit on Kristen's door. Or, like, when Lala, like, took her top off in the waterfall and everyone got so pissed. Like, that is the time where I was thriving.
I feel like the Jackson Britney thing has changed because there was a point where I was like, oh, sweet Britney, sweet innocent Britney. And, like, I think a lot of us felt that way at one point
or
another.
They set it up that way.
Right.
They set it up for us to be very sympathetic to her. And
I think now I have, like, no positive feelings about either of them. So when you think about the situation kind of, like, on a larger scale, it's like, oh, like, it's funny.
It's ridiculous.
Remember when at Stassi's birthday, when Jax ripped his sweater off in the parking lot and he was like, you want to go? And Tom was wearing two belts.
Not the belts. Not
we never did get the chunky sweater line.
Tom, you know Tom, like, thrived at Warped Tour. Do you guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I
know. He's like, yeah, no, because, I mean, think, what was his band name? Like, Funky Trombone or, like.
Funky Trumpet or Funky Drum.
No, it was like,
surprise, I brought my trumpet. Favorite line, best line of all Vanderpump Rules.
And everyone was like, what?
Yeah, no, he was definitely that kid who was like, had his like Warped Tour outfit planned, and he was like wearing eyeliner and got super excited about it.
Like, he definitely had a bang.
Like, straightened his hair.
But he also was like late 20s probably during Warped Tour, right? Or maybe like mid, early 20s.
Well, he's like, what is he, like almost 40 now? Like 37-ish? Yeah. Well, Jax is like 41.
You know what I realized is that Craig is the same age as Ashley Darby, and I don't know why, but that little piece of information really rocked my world.
Okay, ages is the most fun thing. When you see who's the same age, it's the best thing ever, ever.
Well, and it shows you how much of a difference it makes how they, like, how they do the production and how they kind of frame it. Because, like, Summer House and Southern Charm, you're still, the vibe is that these are, like, young and sexy singles, and it's like, Shep's 40. Shep, like, what are we doing
Kyle
here?
Kyle is literally 40. Kyle is 40.
Yeah, and I think it's, when you think about the fact that we are now in an era where, like, several housewives are younger than that, like, Crystal's in her 30s, Ebony's in her 30s, Mia's in her 30s, Ashley, Candace, like, it is not, all of our housewives are not 50 years old.
Right.
And so it's funny to think that, like, half of the cast members on these quote-unquote, like, young shows are, like, older than a bunch of housewives.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing.
Because you just picture Kyle with the wig on in the backyard, like, pouring a beer over his face, and, like, he's the same age.
King
he's,
in the
like,
bushes.
Older than Leah.
Like, it's sick.
Even on Family Karma, it's interesting because they have, like, a super wide age range. Like, a lot, too. Most of them are in their 30s, but, like, Monica is 20-something, Brian's 29, Bali's obviously in her 40s, she's 40. Older.
She's
but
48,
like,
which blew my mind.
She looks phenomenal.
She looks incredible, but it's funny because, like, I think because of the parental dynamic, like, that's not culturally something that I'm super used to, so in my mind, they're all, like, younger than they are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, much to consider.
What are your thoughts on Family Karma? Did you guys watch Watch What Happens Live? The reunion?
I didn't watch What Happens. Okay. I've, like, this week is tough for me because I'm, like, very into the Olympics. So I'm literally, like, okay, like,
I watched. Like, yes. Yeah, I watched, like, 13 races of swimming last night. Oh, yeah.
Guys, I have not watched a single minute of the Olympics.
The Olympics is amazing.
I always get really into it. I was, our it's friend so cool. Sarah Galley, I was talking to this morning, and she was, like, she's like, I have to, like, set a reminder to watch the Olympics. I'm like, babe, it's always on. Just, like, turn on the TV.
Swimming's my favorite. Swimming's my favorite to watch.
I think I'm, like, a winter Olympics gal. Like, I like the skiing, and I
That's
like
all right.
the figure skating.
The winter Olympics are in 6 months, what? So you don't have to. I know, it's crazy.
Wait, why? Where? Where are they?
They're in Beijing.
Okay, why are they always in, like, Japan and China? I feel like I've never experienced an Olympics where it's not in Asia.
I think like China specifically just like really wanted it because they're trying to like boost their profile. I don't know. But like, I think they were not that hard to get.
Okay.
Like, I feel like the Olympics are such a pain in the ass now that usually there's only like two places that want them. So it's not that complicated.
So I always joke with my parents that like for years now that I blame them that I'm not in the Olympics. Like, and then it all of a sudden became like a meme. And I was like, wait, I've been saying this for years.
What would your
sport
be?
Like,
I don't know.
Oh,
it's a, like, I don't know. Okay. To be honest, I'm really good at the backstroke. So like, I think I would do like the women's backstroke 100 meter.
Okay. Katie Ledecky.
100 meter.
They lost last night. I'm really upset.
They did?
Katie Ledecky was the anchor last night. They I mean, they got the silver.
No, they didn't lose. They
got
came
the silver.
From behind to win the silver.
Yeah. I have to get better.
You can't lose a silver medal
Correct.
At the Olympics.
No. When I say lose, which is really bad, I mean, they didn't get gold.
Okay.
But medaling at the Olympics is still really a great accomplishment. And silver's amazing. And U.S. still has the most medals so far. So.
And Sam is over here like, okay, there's a pool.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, got my floaties. Got my noodle. Ramona noodle. But
Ramona noodle.
God.
Who are you to get me wet?
I loved when in the reunion for season, what was that, 10? When Ramona told Andy that she can't swim when they were on the boat in Cartagena, he was like, what do you mean you can't swim? She's like, Andy, why do you think I'm always have noodles? Like, I don't know how to swim. And it was like this really funny moment between them where it was like they've known each other for like 20 years. And he was like,
yeah.
Oh, that. Okay.
It's Ramona is one of those people where she has so many quirks. And like, I feel like she is such a like helpless person when it comes down to it. It's like she can't like unpack her luggage by herself. She can't swim. She can't, you know, like control her bowel movements. Like
mouth.
Ramona needs a lot of help.
Yeah, but yet she claims to be this yeah. like really independent, like really.
And I'm like, right, she's like, I'm a self-made woman. I made $1 million before I even met Mario.
Oh my God, I can't. Last night, a lot of things she does pisses me off, but on this week's episode of New York, what she said really pissed me off when Leah was talking about just like protecting herself with her lawyer and everything. And Ramona was like, we don't need the money, basically. I don't need the money. If she makes $1 million, good for her. I don't need the money. And Leah was like, well, I do.
Right.
And Ramona was like, really? Really? And I was like, what is it your business? And how do you know who needs money and what and who doesn't?
Yeah.
That really annoyed me.
And then
me.
Rihanna chimed in last night.
Yeah, she did. God. Yeah, she fucking did.
Rihanna has, like, the most interesting taste in Bravo celebrities.
I looked this morning and I agree.
Because she's, like, yeah. obviously she was, like, an Erica Jane stan for a while. Maybe still, who knows.
Yeah.
She, like, loves Heather Gaye, which that is great.
Duh.
But then she also, who did she? Oh, she, like, loves Katie Maloney, which is, like, so random.
So random. She follows Countess Luann. I don't see how that fits in. She follows yeah. Dorinda.
She likes Karen, I think.
Karen
Huger. She loves big Karen
it's just
Huger
very
fan.
Funny.
But it's, like, it's funny because there's some, like, fan favorites in there, but then it gets random where it's, like, okay, like.
Feels weird.
Her and Leah, I think, have known each other, like, known each
you
other
think?
Through the grapevine for a, the, yeah, Leah has posted about it.
Because Leah invented sweatpants, so.
Oh, right. She invented athleisure. I forget.
Her streetwear.
Her streetwear.
Streetwear.
Yes, she unfollowed me, and I don't think I've ever said anything bad about Leah. I've just, like,
wait,
I
think
the obvious, like.
I think Leah might have done, like, a mass unfollowing of Bravo accounts. Because I don't think she follows our account anymore. And, like, we're still like, friendly with her. She was on our show 2 weeks ago. And I feel like she's just kind of, like, detaching a little bit.
Well, I think she probably feels very, like, shocked by people's reactions
yeah.
to
yeah.
her. I, like.
Which I still don't see. I don't
do
know.
Do you remember a couple years ago when Tamra like unfollowed every Bravo account because
blocked
she
me.
Was like going through it.
Yeah.
Are you still
no,
locked?
No, she unblocked me.
I was going to give you the whole breast implant journey update.
Oh, no, I'm following it.
The drains are out.
That's like more like nice to be unblocked because that means she went through and took the time
yeah.
to see who she blocked and unblocked.
Like for me, what's really weird is Jesse James Decker didn't fully block me, but she blocked me from viewing her stories.
Oh, I've done that
but that's
before,
really
actually.
Weird.
What did you do to her?
I just talk shit because I can't stand.
Oh, you love a deep dive on Jesse James Decker's mess of a life.
I love it.
That is one thing, like, I can't take that on. People have asked, so, like, I do Pop Alarm. It's like a daily pop culture podcast. It's just, like, 5 minutes, quick hits.
Plug.
And people will be like, what's going on with Jesse James Decker? And I'm like,
I don't
It would take
know.
Me 5 years to dig through that, like, let alone to talk about it in a 5 minute episode. Like, there's just simply not.
She's with A-Rod right now.
What? Shut the
yeah, she's
what
with-
in France?
But wasn't
yes.
A-Rod with some other chick
yeah, they're
driving
all together.
Past J-Lo's yacht?
Yeah.
Is Eric not in?
No, Eric
is
there.
Eric not? Oh,
A-Rod
all right. Well, you let it with like.
Oh, no, not like they're
that
together.
She's with A-Rod. I was
oh.
like,
no,
oh,
no, sorry. No, they're friends.
Is Madison there?
Madison?
Oh, God. So the thing is. Jesse James Decker is that type of person where, because I haven't done a deep dive either, but I am aware of who she is forever because obviously watched her show on
Eric and Jesse.
But Eric and Jesse, yeah. So she's like that sweetheart that everyone loves, but there's so much that people, so it's, you always like love those celebrities where it's like, how did you get away with that? Like, how are you still in your position? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's another chick that I always get Jesse James Decker confused with.
Her sister.
Jenna Kramer.
No. Yes.
Yeah. Another. Another.
Like, another, demon. Like, pseudo country singer who, like, has a lot of personal life issues and is very public about them.
Very. Very public.
Like. And I, like, don't know who she is, but I see her on my Instagram every single day. with her relationship, with this, and I'm like, who is this chick? And then I'm watching One Tree Hill right now, and I obviously look up the cast, yeah. and I see her, and I'm like, who is this? And why is she, like, everywhere now?
Yeah.
But is she a singer, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think she had, like, one song.
Actress? Jana Krasinski. I don't
know. Actress?
All right. She was on Dancing with the Stars once. That's all I know. Oh.
Well, they've all been on Dancing with the Stars. Who hasn't? Whomst among us?
So let's circle back to Bravo.
Yeah.
let's circle back. I personally am tired of the question of, like, what do we do about New York? But I want to know what you guys think, because I don't know what to do about it.
I will say I'm curious to see kind of how this season ends in terms of, like, where Ramona lands with
specifically Ebony. Do you think she's going to get fired?
I would love for her to not come back. But at the same time, I feel like it's hard because she has survived so much on the show. It's hard for me to, like, truly feel like she is going to get fired. And I kind of was the same. I had the same mindset a little bit with Kelly Dodd, where I was like, they obviously, like, they should fire her. Like, they have every reason to. But I couldn't, like, let myself fully believe it, because I didn't want to be, like, let down. But my, like, ideal season 14 situation would be no Ramona, Luann, maybe a friend of, but definitely not full time. And then I would love to see Dorinda and Tinsley return, and then, like, one or two people full time, and probably no Brashan, but TBD based on the rest of the season. I would, yeah, because I think they have. I would love to see how they were in a season that wasn't so fraught with bullshit. Like, because I think Leah, obviously people really liked Leah last season, and last season was a lot lighter. And I think, like, she could kind of bring it back. And also I think Ebony could have more fun and kind of let loose in a cast that wasn't like a dumpster fire.
Yeah. I think that they're not scared that if Ramona doesn't come back, like, no one will watch the show. I don't think that's, like, a factor. And I think that they're kind of reaching the point where, like, they're questioning. They're like, is it time? Like, is it time for the ultimate cast shakeup? And, like, the three of them have been on for so long together, by the way, that it's, like, it's going to be a thing when they change it up. So it's, like, are they going to do it slowly and bring Dorinda back? They can't bring Dorinda back without, like, at least one of them. That wouldn't make sense to me. So I think that Sonia would be the one to stay, and also I would want her to be the one to stay if it were up to me. It's not. And also, I would love to see Tinsley back, too, because I love the Tinsley and Leah dynamic.
She's single now.
Exactly. Like, we're waiting for it. And now, Dylan, I feel like that. I'm going to be let down.
Like, the thing that's tough about Tinsley, though, is, like, I feel like with Dorinda, it's safe to assume that they're considering it. Like, they kind of said she was on pause, whatever. You know she would totally do it in a heartbeat. Whereas, like, with Tinsley, I don't really have a solid concept of, like, would she come back? Would Bravo want her back? Like, is that something that they, because, you know, we always come up with these, like, fan theories and stuff, and it's like, I don't know if that's, like, realistic in the same way that Dorinda probably is.
Yeah.
Same with Bethany. People are like, now that she's not doing her HBO deal, she's free to come back to Bravo. And it's like, Bethany, I think, would have to be, like, down bad to want to come back to Housewives. And I don't think she is. I think she's, like,
can't make a second return.
I think she's, like, kind of done with maybe done with TV for now. But, like, I don't think she's, like, desperate enough to come back.
I have PTSD from, like, wanting Tamara and Vicky to be gone, and then them making that decision, and now I'm like, where are they? So I, like, get very gun shy about, like, calling for people to be fired, especially, like, an OG like Ramona. Like, I get how people want her gone, but at the same time, I get, like, scared.
No. I agree. I think we actually talked about that recently, where, like, I want Tamara to come back. I think she's a great housewife in general. I don't think, if I picture the show right now, if Ramona wasn't in an episode, I wouldn't be upset.
I think the problem is what happened with OC was
she's not funny anymore.
They got rid of those two people and they didn't really have like a foundation in place. And I think they thought that, like, Shannon and Kelly was going to be enough, and it just wasn't. Yeah. And I do worry that, like, this season with New York, we're talking about how the issue is that they don't have enough people and, you know, there's not enough going on. So, like, I think they risk having a similar situation where it's like, okay, if you were to get rid of Ramona and let's say Luann, like, I don't actually know if Leah, Ebony, and Sonia is, like, enough to build right. on for a good season. So it's, like, yeah, it's I know what you... I totally understand what you mean, where it's, like, sometimes just firing someone isn't actually going to make this season better if you don't have, like, the right puzzle pieces in place.
I don't know what the producers were doing this year. They, like, took time off.
You know what else was sad about this week's episode is they actually did have a party. Like, they were at a bar or restaurant, and it was... it looked boring as fuck.
It was just strange.
It was weird to me how they were just like, we invited boys. I'm like, what?
And it wasn't the same. Like, it wasn't like lively, like when they would go to like boutique and like there was boys coming in and out and going to the bathroom right. together and it was fun. This was like, none of these women have chemistry together. So it's like, it just felt very, it felt like four different parties. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Right, and it wasn't like the guys showing up to an event. It was clearly like, okay, get here at 8:30 to film. You'll do your COVID rapid test outside and then walk in. Like, yeah. It was like...
It felt very,
okay, I'm here because they told me to be here. Not like, oh, there's a party that I'm going to and, like, maybe I'll be on camera and, like, maybe I'll see Ramona. But, like, it's just hard because obviously, like, I understand with COVID they're not going to have a party with 50 girlfriends. But, like...
You know Ramona probably still did.
We've seen so many of these parties now where it's, like, they're trying to make it seem like a legit fun party, but there's only six people there. Happening. And it just and some is of them, difficult.
Like, I don't care if you're sober. That's totally fine. Like, I respect it. But, like, you're having this party with six people. And some of them are sober. So it's like, you're not, it's just felt very, it's weird. The party felt weird.
Yeah. Like I would have rather, if I was invited and I went, I probably would have preferred to have stayed home in my pajamas.
Yeah. I don't know why we haven't seen more kind of like at home house party event dinner type of things. Cause like,
house, I guess like a party in the townhouse.
I know.
Are you kidding?
With Roni, like, we've barely even been in the city this season, but we had that townhouse brunch, which I actually really enjoyed in the first episode. And then other than that, like, Ebony had her election night thing, I guess, but, like, half the women didn't go to that. Like, it just feels very, like, they're, like, searching for things to do, and it's, like, just hang out at your houses.
It just feels weird. So to wrap up, I'm just going to ask you, who is your favorite housewife currently on any Bravo housewife show? Current.
Okay, mine currently is Garcelle.
Okay.
I am really loving her energy this season. I love that I enjoyed her last season, but I love that this year she is like super present and feels a little more committed to Housewives. And I have really enjoyed, I feel like she's one of those people where she's in a good position of not really needing to be there as much as some other people. And so she can just have fun. She can ask questions when she feels like it. She is like putting Rinna's feet to the fire a little bit, which I love to see. Yeah. And I just think she's like beautiful and a good person. And I'm just having fun with her.
I love her too. I think her and Sutton are like incredible. And Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think Garcelle and Crystal are incredible. Anyway, okay, I don't know if this counts because she doesn't hold a diamond, but it has to go to it has to go to Kathy Hilton. Like it just has to because, and that's really sad that I'm choosing her over an actual housewife. But like, what she has brought this season is nothing like anyone has ever done in the past, and it's her commentary, it's her jokes, it's her. Even in serious moments, like, she is just an all-around right now. And it that's my answer. It has to go to her. Yeah. She, oh, my God.
I think she makes people excited.
Yeah.
I appreciate that Kathy is in a friend role, but is really seems committed to being pretty much at everything. Because when they announced that she was going to be a friend, it's like, you don't know whether that means she's just going to kind of show up randomly throughout the season.
Yeah.
But she really has been at every group event this season. And she's gone on both trips.
Yeah. I thought when they brought her on, it was she would be at like a dinner or we would see her and Kyle maybe talk for a minute. I didn't think it would be like this. And I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Right. And they're giving, I mean, obviously we're all enjoying her, so it makes sense. But they're giving her a lot of screen time. Awesome. You know, she's good in a confessional. And I like getting to see, because obviously she's always been sort of around, but like seeing her get to know the other women better is fun because it's like she's never really been in the group.
Yeah. I agree.
And she's even been in scenes without Kyle, which because she doesn't like need her sister to be on the show.
Yeah. I agree. Like when she was with Crystal and Erica, when she just like let them play tennis at her house. I was like,
I love that. She's like, I'll be asleep, but you can use the tennis court.
Yeah. I was like, you're so rich. It's sick. Absolutely sick. All right. Well, I just want to thank you guys so much for coming on today and let everyone know where they can find you and follow you.
Follow at Bravo by Betches for all the Bravo content. You can follow me at Dylan Hafer, Barry's at Barry Rosenfeld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was so much fun.
Listen to Mention It All, so wherever you're listening to Hot Off the Mess. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Bye.
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 Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.